Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from two books in the New Testament. First, Paul's letter, Philippians chapter 3, beginning of verse 12, and he says, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus." And then the words of Jesus is recorded in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, beginning at verse 34, where he says this, "A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." The passage that we read a moment ago by the Apostle Paul comes just after he had spoken out about the high privilege of his most important relationship, that one with Christ. So important is that relationship to him that in comparison, all the things of the world that the world says are important are really to him just rubbish, just garbage, worthless. Or as the Message translation says, he said it this way, "Compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master firsthand, everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. Dog dung, really. I've dumped it all in the trash so that I can embrace Christ and be embraced by him." You know, we know a good bit about the Apostle Paul. We know that he was a Jew, a Pharisee, and before he came into a personal relationship with Christ, he made it his life's mission to seek out, persecute, jail, destroy, and kill those who counted themselves as followers of Christ. Hate was his mode of operation. And after his blinding light encounter with God on the Damascus Road, where Paul came into a personal relationship with Christ, he became the most ardent supporter an outspoken advocate of Christ. And his life's testimony has had an incredible impact for good through the years since then and continues to have an impact today through his writings in the New Testament. Before his relationship with Christ, Paul's impact in the world around him was one of hate, fear, and death. His life was lived out on Paul's terms. After his relationship with Christ began, his impact in the world was for Christ, and as a result, was one of love, hope, and life. His life was then lived out on Christ's terms, how Christ called him to be. But did he have to deal with any of the stuff that we're facing, that we're dealing with today? I wonder. 2020 has been unbelievable and still has a lot of breath left in it. In many of our lives, the bottom has fallen out. We don't know what to do next. The coronavirus is being held responsible for the deaths of over 180,000 people in the U.S., no matter how you count them. One is too many, and nearly 850,000 worldwide. Racial tensions are front and center over tragic deaths that took place in the last few months and more and other things. Protests have turned violent, destructive, and murderous in cities in our nation. Violent storms wreak havoc across our country. So what about Paul? What did he have to deal with? Certainly nothing like that. Well, we've heard that he was beaten with rods a number of times, stoned, flogged with a whip a number of times, 5, I believe, shipwrecked, jailed a number of times, and robbed. He was often without shelter, without food and drink. Yet, despite all of that, with moments of doubt and fear, troubles and failures, he seemed to press on through them, climb over them, and never stopped working with and for Christ. And what was his secret when the bottom fell out of his life? and facing the difficulties and dangers that he faced? Well, we read it as we began. Here's what Paul did. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. There it is. He may have been a lunatic for that approach to life, but that's what he did. That was his focus. Nothing distracted him. Forgetting what went on before, Paul says, I strain forward to what lies ahead and press on toward the goal of becoming more like Christ in everything I do. And how did he do that? Well, listen again to the words of Christ that we read a moment ago in the Gospel of John, where Jesus says this, which Paul followed, a new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Well, there you have it. People will know if you are mine, he said, by your love. That's what Christ said. That's what he wanted from us. But the voices of division and the distractions of today, come on, are overwhelming and continue to pull us away from that clear calling that Christ gives us for our lives. Impossible to keep that, to love one another amidst all that, isn't it? Things we never saw coming, like the coronavirus pandemic, lingering issues of race, violence, crime, destruction, vitriolic politics as usual, boycotts, hatred, and mistrust, just to name a few. And how do we deal with them and get on the other side of them together and better? Is it going to happen? Is it possible? Paul's writings often use the images of a long-distance runner. And in this passage that we read, it's the image of a runner straining forward, focusing intently on and pressing on to the finish line, toward the prize, the goal of his perfection, which Christ calls us all to. Olympic track and field athlete, you may have heard of him, Peter Snell of New Zealand, died a few months ago in December of 2019. He was living in Dallas at the time, where he finished his career in medicine and human performance as an associate professor at the University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center. He was in the Department of Internal Medicine, where he also served as the director of the Human Performance Center. He won gold medals in the 800-meter events in the 1960 Rome Olympics and in the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. And in the Tokyo Olympics, he also won the gold medal in the 1500 meters race. Snell was known for his intense focus in everything he did. And while running in the 800 meters in the Rome Olympics, he was trailing Roger Mons of Belgium with 50 meters to go. In that brief closing stretch, Mons made the mistake of looking to his right to find Snell. And in that instant of distraction, he lost just enough of a step to allow Snell, totally focused, no distractions, to pass him on the left and win the gold medal by 0.2 seconds. In the daily grind of our lives, we have a choice. Dwelling on the things, the voices, and distractions of the world, and following them, or pressing on toward the things of Christ. A choice. To listen to the voices of the world and the lure of things and trophies and achievements and accolades, the voices of the distractions of anger and hatred that seek to divide us and pull us off course, always, always to our detriment. Or we can listen to the call of Christ on our lives to do what honors him, to do what is right in all settings, not just when it suits us, to lift others around us up, even if it means putting them ahead of us, to love one another and to press on, living out that call of Christ on our lives like Paul did. Paul shows us the way to do it. Forgetting all that lies behind, ignoring the distractions, and straining toward what is before us, we are to press on toward being like Christ. Easy enough for us to do, right? I don't think so. Forgetting what has gone before? Not really. Not if you're anything like me. We can say the words, the past is in the past. And we can say, we need to let it go. But unfortunately, the hard part for us is moving on from the past, forgetting what has gone before. And so we're held back from becoming all that we are created to be. We carry guilt and we can't forgive ourselves. We remember the last time that we tried something new and failed. So, right, we don't try again. We dwell on what we've done, where we've fallen short, and replay it over and over and over again. Look, we see what's going on in the world around us, the anger, the hatred, the destructive words and acts, and we are tempted to respond in kind. Trust me, I know. Certainly, we don't agree with what we see. We don't condone what we see. The violence, the hatred, the organized destruction and demonization of others. We don't. And we can't agree, and we can't condone it. So what do? In these days of uncertainty and fear and doubt, in these days of anger and isolation and divisiveness, how do we move on? By listening to one of the greatest spokesmen for Christ, someone who we can all connect with because his life, like ours, wasn't perfect or easy either, but whose resolve and commitment to the call of Christ was perfect and full. Here again is what Paul's advice and direction to us is for moving on through life. But one thing I do, he said, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. And then, embracing the call of the one Paul tells us to press on toward, Jesus Christ, we listen to what Christ says to him, to you, and to me again. And he says this, a new command I give you, Scott, love one another. As I have loved you, Scott, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. There it is. There it is. A mission statement for you and for me. For today, for whatever we face. We don't agree with, we don't condone the stuff that's going on. But for whatever we face, all of that, we have a mission statement from Christ to face that and for the rest of our lives. Is it hard? Will it be hard? You bet your life. But do that. Like Christ and focused on Christ. Past all the stuff and distractions and instead on his call to love one another every day for the rest of our lives. Then, whatever we face, even though it's wrong, even though we have to deal with it, we don't condone it, we have a way to move forward. We have a direction. We have what we're supposed to do, to love one another as we deal with it. And when we do that, at some point, Christ assures us all will be well. Let me pray for us. Father, you got to be kidding me. This message today in the midst of all we're going through? Really? You got to help us with this, Lord, because we're not capable of it. Paul had a moment. Maybe we all need another blinding light experience with you on the road to remind us that your way is the best and better. Help us to love one another. Help us to love one another. Help us to do it with your strength and your power. Because there are times when we can't. We don't feel we can, but you call us to do it. And so we will. But with you, thank you. Thank you for the reminder every day in our lives that you go with us, and that you will help us and walk with us. Thanks for loving us. Thanks for showing us how to love each other. And thanks for all you do and all you set before us and the promise that you will go with us and help us and empower us to be all that you want us to be like you to the world. Then people will know that we are your disciples. And it's your Son's precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.